With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexico is moving forward with the creation of an independent ethics commission. It will investigate complaints about the conduct of public officials, political candidates, lobbyists, and government contractors. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed specific commission guidelines into law on Thursday.
You want to make sure that this is not being utilized for purely unfair political purposes. We do need accountability. We know there are real issues that must be addressed. This does strike the balance, in my opinion, between transparency and due process.
Voters overwhelmingly authorized an ethics commission by statewide ballot last year after years of high-profile public corruption scandals. That vote still left lawmakers to determine the commission's investigative powers and the extent of public access to documents and proceedings. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Peter Wirth said the initiative strikes the right balance between public transparency and due process for the accused. State Representative Damon Eli, a Democrat from Corrales, agreed those accused shouldn't be unfairly demonized in the court of public opinion, but...
Correct. But on the other hand, you don't want to tread on people's First Amendment rights. So a complainant, a respondent, always can go to the public. And that was a piece of the bill that I made sure, and a lot of us made sure, insisted upon, because to protect people's First Amendment rights.
Retired Senator Dee Dee Feldman said an ethics commission has been a long time coming.
Many folks from over the decades have been involved with bringing things forward to this day, where we can get a really working, good, functioning ethics commission to hold public officials accountable and to deal with the number one issue of the day, which is corruption.
With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.